We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In the meantime, we'll talk some Major League Baseball. Our National Baseball Insider, Forbes.com guy, and a guy that, reviews movies and all that kind of good stuff. I was listening to him on the Big Show locally the other day. Our buddy Seth Everett joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Seth, how you doing?
My friend, how are you?
I am good. You've seen the Avengers thing now twice, right?
I saw it twice. I got to go to a screening. That was cool, but my wife couldn't come, so I saw it again with her. I am not one of those people who's going to see it four or five times. I will own it on Blu-ray.
Okay. Well, there you go. I know you do the podcast, and you talk about it, and there was some spoiler alerts that were in there, and then obviously
That's something I appreciate you saying, because what I wanted to make sure people know is that spoilers are not nice. And what we did was we put all the warnings on there, and as a result, we got a great amount of feedback. So there's a way to do spoilers. Like, there's a way to do it. That's the beauty of podcasting. And the response was really well, and I think it's because we put that warning on there.
I wanted to get in, when you talk about warnings, warning is anybody in the National League Central could own first place for at least a day between the Cardinals, the Brewers, the Cubs, hell, even Pittsburgh's still hanging around. Cincinnati's crept within 5.5 back, not that they're a great ball club, but still, they've got better pitching than normal.
But they got some talent.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I mean, Derek Johnson has done a world of wonder with when they picked up Sonny Gray and, getting that pitching staff to top two in baseball with team ERA.
I'm rooting for David Bell, who's a really good dude.
And I was going to say, I know David Bell's a buddy of yours. So, it's a jumbled mess right now when you talk about the National League Central, but extremely competitive. The Brewers are trying to turn things around. Meantime, the Cubs and Cardinals have it going on. As much as we talked about beginners and outgetters and starters and pitching and such, look, the Brewers still have some guys that aren't hitting up to par. The Cubs are still trying to get their things together. The weather hasn't been conducive to home runs. How has it been overall for Major League Baseball, though? Because I see the Brewers are one of the top teams as far as giving up home runs in Major League Baseball this year.
Well, that's not where I saw this going. My thought on the Central first is I think it's going to be a three-team race. And I think the Brewers should be happy where they're at, not satisfied. And I think the Cardinals are having a very similar thing. You and I have talked a lot about the Cubs and the business angle of the Cubs. Regarding their situation with their television network and trying to sell to sponsors right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting a lot of pressure on them. So if you listen to what the Cubs are dealing with, it seems like they're under a lot more pressure than the Brewers or Cardinals. And that's not a market size thing. I refuse to believe that. I just think that it's because this unique situation that the Cubs are in, and I'm not sure how they're going to get out of it. As far as the season so far, I'll give you the numbers that I have that are sticking out to me. Baseball is down 4% from last year, which was a 15-year low in attendance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. that's number one. Number two, there are teams this year, and we've had this conversation before, there are some teams this year that are god-awful, but not just bad. They're not trying. Watch a Baltimore Orioles game. Watch a Miami Marlins game. They are tough to watch, and it makes no sense. The Orioles did a thing on Twitter, and they were trying to do a Q&A with one of their players. I can't even remember the kid's name. And for like an hour and a half, it didn't get any likes. That's a team. That's a team.
Yeah.
Not a guy like that.
Right.
I'm not obsessed with Twitter like that. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's a team. I sound like Allen Iverson.
That's a team, man.
It's a team, not a practice, not a practice. I think that what has happened is strikeouts are up, base hits are down. It's the same thing. And the comment I made this weekend about the Brewers is I did not feel compelled during that 18-inning game with the Mets. I didn't find that a compelling game. There were 35 strikeouts in that game. And it's too much. It's way too much. And the home runs, to say that home runs are up, to me that's deck chairs on the Titanic. It's the same problems, and this sport does not know how to forgive it. And you know, people ask all the time, what are solutions? How do we fix all this? The solution is the commissioner of baseball and the head of the players union need to sit down and restructure the whole plan. And if that includes radical realignment, I'm for getting rid of the American and National League. And I'm a traditionalist.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would make for a better sport, because if you separated the leagues by geography and had the an Eastern Conference and a Western Conference, think along the lines of the NBA.
Right.
I just think you'd have better travel, better, you know, you'd have livelier players. If you only had to make one West Coast trip a year, or for a West Coast and East Coast trip,
mm-hmm.
If you only had to do that once, I think that would be brilliant. And I think that's a way to make this sport and inject some real life into it. But the attendance is down. And there was a great article, the Hall of Fame writer, Bill Madden, in the New York Daily News, said he reached out and he got a spokesman for Major League Baseball that said April has bad weather. This April has not had bad weather. Last April was bad weather. This year they haven't. The Northeast was fine. The Rocky Mountain area was fine. Like, there weren't many issues. This sport is in trouble.
I mean, I know teams that are winning, they have fan bases that follow them. And teams that, it seems like the schism between the haves and the have-nots when it comes to those that are trying and those that aren't is vastly larger than it ever has been. I mean, I remember every year it was always, you know, now that's back when the Reds were going up against the Dodgers and they were in the same division. But I remember the rivalries were there. You had things where, you know, both teams or all the teams in the division were trying. Everybody was competitive. I like the Central just because of that, because you can get a dark horse like the Reds if they put their offensive talent together with their pitching, that they could actually be a decent baseball team, and Pittsburgh the same, and all of a sudden you're talking about these teams beating up on one another, and it makes things exciting. And the fan base within these areas travel pretty well, too. Obviously, the Cubs fans travel everywhere. They're
Packers
fans.
Look at San Francisco, which is, you know, San Francisco. Remember the conversation you and I had last year about how San Francisco, and when you walk into AT&T Park, you don't feel like baseball's in any trouble?
Right.
They're down.
Right.
They're down 12%.
Do they have a genuine belief that they have a shot at winning?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
No, that's your argument. I understand. The problem is the National League has, I think, 8 teams, and the American League has maybe 6. And it's not enough. There's half your league already knows, and we haven't hit Memorial Day yet. That's alarming.
And this goes back to my argument when basketball, when the NBA was in some trouble.
Sure.
And when the NBA, you started the season, and you knew there were 5-6 teams tops that were actually having a shot at winning a title. And you had the LeBrons, and they were aligning themselves, and it was LeBron and everybody else. And
right, it was when he was with the Heat.
Right, and this is where we're at now in Major League Baseball, in my opinion.
But there's a big difference, because what the NBA did, and I've talked a lot about this, I've done podcasts about this, I've done whole radio shows about this. No one talks about the NBA's product. They talk about the players.
Correct.
The story has become about the players.
You're absolutely right.
Everyone knows who is friends with who and who to rally around, and you see these heartwarming stories, and then you see the villainous stories, and they have made it caricatures. It's like reality television. What is the difference between the Real Housewives of whatever versus the NBA? Nothing. But what you don't hear, and I listen and I watch the NBA TV and all those things, what you don't hear is they're talking about the interior defense of the Blazers. Like, no one's talking about that. But in baseball, they talk about pace of play, pitch counts, launch angle, stat cast, all these things, because you can't pick these guys out of a lineup. And don't use Christian Yelich because he's not the good example, but ask your fans if they know who Cody Bellinger is. He played against you in the playoffs last year. Cody Bellinger is another faceless one. It's Jose Altuve. What's his face? Trout.
Right.
You know, there's all this talk about Trout.
Mike Trout could walk down the street and half the people wouldn't even know him.
No, and I've challenged you before. Come out from a random commercial break with an audio clip of just Mike Trout talking about something and give a T-shirt to the first person who recognizes him.
It wouldn't happen.
But yeah. If you played David Ortiz, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, Alex Rodriguez, Derek Jeter, any of those guys, people know exactly who their voices are. And none of those guys are former Brewers.
Right. I agree. I think that baseball has a little bit of an identity problem. The product itself, you know, we get into that too, about it seems to be for a lot of these teams now all or nothing. It's the home run. I don't know if the home run has made it more fashionable or more detrimental.
No, it's much more detrimental. And what has happened is, I think the perfect example is, you know, when the focus that teams have is that launch angle is more important than contact. That it's okay to not make contact because when you do, it's going to go farther. That is a fundamentally sound method to win, but not to entertain. And I think the perfect example is last night. This is my third appearance of the day talking baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know that I have not been asked about Mike Fiers' no-hitter once?
Right. Which, by the way, that's his second no-hitter.
That is, you talk about irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
A no-hitter, this is three times, and I don't pick the topics. And I'm not criticizing you for not bringing it up. It has not been brought up once. This is my third appearance of the day.
And we have not had a chance to talk about what went on behind the broadcaster at Wrigley Field either.
No. And it's so funny to me when we talk about, you know, these accomplishments. I said this about Clayton Kershaw when he got his 2,500th strikeout. I said, it's easier to get strikeouts now. That's reality.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter is it's not me putting Kershaw down, but you're not comparing him to Randy Johnson.
Right.
Like it's not even a fair comparison. And this idea, you know, we talk about the Hall of Fame and who's Hall of Fame worthy, and CeCe Sabathia's name has come up a lot. And I have nothing but respect for CeCe Sabathia's career. But for him to have 3,000 strikeouts when he's had a career that, to me, is not even Jack Morris's, I don't know how the strikeout totals can be a fair benchmark because it's easier to strike people out now.
Right. And strikeouts are no longer something to be ashamed of.
No, you know, I tell that story. That's my favorite story. Is Billy Sample told me this story about the 1970s Texas Rangers. And on that team, if you struck out, you were not allowed to utilize the services of the bat boy. You had to take your bat back to the dugout and put it in the rack. And that was supposed to be your shame. Now, in this era of calculated pitch counts, which, by the way, are on scoreboards,
mm-hmm.
if you have an 8 or 9 pitch at bat, but the ninth pitch is a swinging strike 3, that is considered in sabermetrics a productive strikeout. And you get high fives for that.
Hmm.
That's a difference. And that's not a Brewers thing. Like, I'm not picking on Craig Counsell, and I'm not picking on David Stearns. I'm picking on the sport. And I think that this sport is continually not addressing the real issues. And, you know, Jason Stark did this great analysis about how many pitchers would be affected if they instituted a pitch clock. And it was 2.
Yeah, it's not going to change dramatically anytime soon.
It's not going to do anything. So this is a game that continues to, you know, suffer. And like I said, I am seeing the stories, I'm seeing the articles, and I am not rooting for this sport's demise by any stretch. It has meant an awful lot to me and my career. But I don't see how they're addressing any of the things that are better. Did you see the Tampa Bay Rays are in first place? They had 25,000 people for 3 games.
I know. I did see that.
They're in first place. Now, they play in a boring place, but there's nothing wrong with that place. I've been there. There's nothing wrong with Tropicana Field. Oakland, I would understand you staying away.
Yeah, but you never know when a toilet's going to blow up on you.
That's right. It is literally a cesspool. And the idea that Tampa, I mean, why Stu Sternberg does not want to sell And I would say sell now because of the MLB digital rights and all the things with BAMTech and all of those aspects. Why he wouldn't want to sell now or relocate. And all he has to do is say the word, and baseball will help him get to Montreal.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Hey, Seth, I know we're way over time. When I pick this up next week, I want to talk about where things have gone when Bud was making all the money to where things are today, because I think there's a dramatic downside or slope downward to this. Maybe we even do a podcast on this and talk a little bit about it.
Maybe I'll make you an offer, because today we're earlier.
Yeah.
Why don't I come on tomorrow, no charge?
You want to do that, Joe? You know what? We got Bucks basketball tomorrow. Let's do it. Let's do it later in the week.
Okay.
We'll hook it up and we'll do it later in the week because if the Bucks clinch, it's all Bucks all the time tomorrow.
Have your people call my people.
You the man. Talk to you soon, pal. There you go. That is Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider. And I could talk all day baseball and what is good and what isn't good about baseball right now, but he's absolutely right. From Forbes.com, that is Seth Everett joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.